My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are ready for Browns football!
Football.
Let's go!
Lots of pick
skin. Turn it up and let's get going.
On the gridiron.
Get your hands up off the pillow. Get your ass out of bed. Turn up the Michael Stanley. Flick the lights on and off. Scare your children.
Scare them.
Let's get going for Browns football.
Wake them up. Let's go.
Wake them all up. Tell Alexa to play me all throughout the house. Tell her to play Toad all throughout the house. Scare the bejesus out of the kids.
Feel like they don't know.
Browns football, let's go. Enough of this crybaby stuff.
There was a lot of crybaby stuff yesterday.
Enough of this sad bastard stuff. There's a lot of sad bastard stuff yesterday.
Hey, we were accused of doing some of the sad bastard stuff.
I wasn't doing any. Oh, yeah, Pete Smith, right now we were being sad bastards. I can only go, Pete, I can only go by what the fans wanted to do on Tuesday. And also, thanks for also all the help with the huddle camera. I appreciate it. I really honestly do. But beside that, it's time for Browns football. Turn it up!
Here we go again. It's the Cleveland Browns and it's first and ten.
Three-fourths of this studio excited. Mitch doesn't get excited about anything. I don't know.
He's for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, we got one rooting for the Cowboys.
And the New York Yankees.
I'm not rooting
for the
Duke Blue Devils. I'm not rooting for the Cowboys.
And Scotty Scheffler.
I should have just worn the Cowboys jersey to score, and you should have
really
made the drive down.
You really should have. You really should have. Because it's your jersey and you're a Cowboy fan, and Zeke Elliott plays for the Cowboys again, so you're a Cowboy fan.
He's going to play, though.
I don't care whether he's going to play or not.
Give it to Dalvin Cook. See how that works.
Hey, remember that whole argument we made for him last year that he sucked?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Because the Vikings were right about that one.
So do I throw out this liner I just had him make, the two saddest bastards in Cleveland?
No, we are not sad bastards.
Okay.
We're excited bastards. One of us is actually one. The other one, well, my mom's dead. What's the opposite of that?
Yesterday, get you a little primed and ready?
Yeah, it did.
The 30-minute rain delay?
Yo, that sucked. That part sucked. I thought it was like 20. When it's supposed to start at 8:20 in the game, and then we got kicked off at 8:40. Here you go.
40 kickoff.
Here you go.
Isn't it amazing, though? Like, we sit there and we overanalyze preseason because there's nothing else going on during that time. So you're breaking it down. You're breaking down whether or not this matters. Does this matter? The fact that he sat out these reps, mental reps. Hey, we're starting guys in the preseason. No, we're not. We're not going to start guys in the preseason.
Yeah.
We break all that down. But in the end, like teams like the Ravens and the Chiefs, they come out, and there was sloppiness, without a doubt. I mean, there were how many legal formation calls on Harbaugh's team. But, I mean, in the end, the game was electric, goes right down to the wire, and it's just amazing football. When you got the good teams, the good quarterbacks, and the big personalities, well, in the end, it always pays off in that league. It just always does.
You say that, but I think the worm has officially turned. I think this is the longest I think it's ever taken. Well, you know, I say that, but I was a big, you know, I am a big Cavs fan, but I was anti-Steph Curry. We had skin in the game, so I don't know if I ever really noticed if it went that far. I was surprised, because remember, I said some years ago, like, well, we're going to be rivals with the Chiefs here, because they stand in our way to get to where we want to go. And that was with Baker and the whole thing, and the vibes were different. And then things changed, and it's been dormant for a couple of years. But man, it feels like last night I finally noticed the worm turned where, the Chiefs are villains. The Chiefs are heels. People are sick of the Chiefs. People are sick of Kansas City winning. They're sick of Mahomes. I think it really all boiled over last night. Did you have that feeling?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt. But it's weird because they're sick of them, but you got to watch them.
Well, of course you do. Yeah, but they're sick of them.
It's not like I'm so sick of them I didn't even bother watching the game last night. Like, that's not happening, because as just a football fan, watching Patrick Mahomes and Kelce and whoever they rotate in at wide receiver every single year, there's a payoff there. Like, you're going to be entertained. You're rooting against them, and it doesn't seem to matter. Like, they always seem to come through almost every time. That's what was so shocking about those two Cincinnati Bengals wins, Joe Burrow wins over Patrick Mahomes. Like, you were just so surprised to see anybody actually beat them. And last night, again, was just, I know we were rooting against, I think everybody in Cleveland was rooting against Baltimore. But at the same time, you're like, man, the Chiefs are just going to be such a difficult team to ever ouster, whether it's the playoffs, regular season. And they're not going to take the, I don't think the Chiefs are going to take the regular seasons nearly as important as maybe in previous years. Their whole thing is going to be get healthy, because they don't care about their seeding anymore.
I don't know, man. I think that they take every damn.
I mean, they were on the road last year.
You got to be the decider here,
well,
buddy.
I thought the same thing, Anthony, until I watched them trot everybody out there during the preseason to make sure they're ready to go. Because they had, now they haven't done it in the preseason this year and the training camps leading up, but immediately after they won back-to-back Super Bowls, they got on the podium and said, we're trying to three-peat. And that has been the goal there. I do think they were advised to maybe tone it down a little bit on talking about it as much as they did for a month or two after the Super Bowl, and they haven't brought it up as much, but that's definitely in their mind. And I do think, although they went on the road last year and won, I think they'd much rather be at home where they hosted five straight AFC championship games than be on the road.
Yeah, I feel like there's like a weird sharpness that they have that is permeated throughout their organization where they are really going for it. They are going for the throat every time. But going back to this, I think there was a lot of complaints last night. I woke up. I saw the first half live, and I watched the second half this morning. I saw a lot of the complaints about some of the calls. And by the way, the calls were wrong. John Harbaugh was right about the illegal formation crap. Those weren't illegal formations. Some of the other calls.
That's that officials don't normally miss.
They are such...
They are so obsessed about the little idiosyncrasies of those formations and those rules and where guys are lined up and whether or not the receiver is checking in with them. Like, I'm surprised to hear that.
I say that, and you remember we're on a 30-second delay, so, well, actually, guys, going to come in here very quickly. But I agreed with John Harbaugh on the issue.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Let me say this, though. I've said this to you for years, and it's been a while since I've had to do it, where the Browns, I think, were also, they were not good, and they were also victims of the human condition. And refs... I had a ref come up to me in Columbus at Columbus Day in Little Italy a couple years ago. He's like, "Oh, Ken, you're wrong. I heard you this morning. You're wrong. You're just wrong." And I'm like, I don't think I'm wrong. I think that we have our expectations of, I can try to call it down the line. I can try to be fair and balanced as much as I can, but our preconceived notions will play in. And I think there was a long time where the Browns are bad. They clearly are the team that's doing wrong here. The flag is on the Browns. And I think there were several instances of that where fans would get really mad over these terrible calls, like the call in Washington over the fumble and things like that, like the Duke Johnson fumble and stuff like that, where it's like, whoa, what are we doing here? And I think some people were upset by it. And I go, well, it's the condition. It's the human condition where you assume that the guilty party, because they've been guilty so many times before, is going to be guilty again. That's an assumption by every single legal system in the world, let alone referees in the NFL. And I see Kansas City and people get mad and they go, rigged, this is rigged. People want the NFL wants Kansas City to win. Okay. But I also think the human condition plays in where they just assume Kansas City's doing everything right. Mahomes is infallible and that Kansas City does things the right way. They're at home. And the team that they're playing, even though the team they're playing is good, the Ravens are a good football team, real good football team. Isaiah Likely is likely a problem again in 2024. You see what I did there, Owen? I'm learning from you. It's too much is rubbing off. They're a good football team, but people take Kansas City differently. They just do, Tone. Just do.
Yeah, it's
including refs.
Is it Michael Jordan territory? I know it's this is a room. I mean, I was still very young, but I remember, like, you got up for the Michael Jordan games.
It's Brady stuff.
You're rooting against him, but you always assumed he would pull it out.
You get away with things other quarterbacks don't. You get away with things that other teams don't. And the reason is because they assume that you are. It's not a, what's the term we used to use for Johnny? The old TV show, the Eddie Haskell stuff. It's not Eddie Haskell. They're a really good football team. And they're really well coached and all that crap we say about them all the time. But it's also that you just assume that they're in the right, and whoever they play is 9 times out of 10 in the wrong. And that's frustrating to the fan out there, especially, and let's call it what it is, the gambling public who's living on Twitter, who sees this stuff and is very upset. Without a doubt, they have every right to be upset over some of these calls here.
So I'm trying to think, though. There were definitely Tom Brady teams that I just thought were kind of boring. There were Tim Duncan teams that I thought were just boring, and I didn't want to watch, and I rooted for them to lose. Like, the Chiefs are still entertaining. They're entertaining every single time. So I wonder how fans balance that part of it. Like, still, you validate your team by what you see with Kansas City. They're the measuring stick.
Oh, they are, yes.
At all times.
But it's also, you call them the measuring stick, but also we go, well, we just don't have Patrick Mahomes. And I think everybody does that. I think teams that are really, really, really good.
So are they going to make the NFL boring to talk about this year?
No.
Of how good, as long as Mahomes is healthy. Obviously, his health will change all of that, like any quarterback would. But if I told you right now, he will make it through 17 weeks and be totally healthy going into the playoffs.
It's going to be hard to beat him.
Is it a boring playoffs?
No, someone will give him a scare. Someone will give him a scare. Hell, Houston and Deshaun Watson gave him a scare 1 year. Remember that? They were like 24-0.
Well, that's really that final score. And then they played the Titans the next week in the AFC Championship game. That's the last time that they played games that they kind of dominated in the playoffs. Most of their playoff games have been like what last night was, where it came down to the wire. I mean, that game could have very easily went Baltimore's way.
But isn't that really just that's the beauty of football, that Patrick Mahomes just is so much better than everybody else. And they've got plenty of guys. Like they brought in a rookie first round wide receiver. He looked dynamic. He looked amazing. Looks like they can get him the ball all sorts of different ways. But despite all of that, like Travis Kelce, Jones was a fierce defensively. Their defensive line dominated Baltimore's line. But because it's the NFL and the way it works, still comes down to guy whether or not his toe is whether or not his cleat was on the end line.
Yeah. And it's a game of inches, Tone. That's what they say. It's a game of inches. What do you think of that analysis? Do you hate the Chiefs, though?
I don't hate Mahomes, though. That's the problem.
Sports hate.
He's not a hate. Mahomes is not a hateable guy. I mean, we can try to make it seem that way. We did that with Steph Curry. Well, I mean, Steph Curry's like the most beloved guy. We found a way figure out a way to hate him.
And
in
this
Cleveland.
Is where I don't like to do it. They start to attack the spouse and the family members and things like that. Now his brother is a certifiable goofball who's done some goofy things.
I thought they kind of shoved him to the
football
field.
Well, they seem to have done that to.
Is he even allowed in the games now?
I don't know.
He can't get a pass?
It does seem to be with the very famous athletes, if there's a family member who's a problem, they seem to give them a chance or two, and then all of a sudden it's like, you go away now. And I think that's kind of what's happened there.
Remember, there were famous incidents with LeBron's mom very early on at that arena, and then she kind of disappeared for a while.
Yeah. Yes, there was. That was what we were alluding to there. I mean, it's true. And so with him... but because there were people like going at, and I was guilty of this before, and I don't like doing it. But you grow up and you start to realize, like, hey, man, I'm not going to sit there and attack family members. What the guy did is what the guy did, and some of the stuff that he's accused of is reprehensible for crying out loud. But when it comes to like spouses, like, I ain't going to go after the guy's wife. I ain't going to go after the guy's wife. It's his wife. I wouldn't want to go after anybody else's wife in a non-joking fashion. Like, I give Sarah Ono a lot of crap, but let's be honest here. I'm not going to go after Mahomes' wife or Travis Kelce's very, 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 very famous girlfriend. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. But we look for reasons because we sports hate these teams. We're jealous of them because they're so good. We look for reasons to dislike them. And so we find reasons to dislike them.
Yeah, I mean, but the sports hate thing, like, there's no way I'm not watching Kansas City in prime time. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't hate them to the point where I'm not watching them. There were some San Antonio Spurs teams where I was in zero interest.
Well, they were boring.
They were boring.
The Chiefs are not boring.
They are never, ever, ever boring.
The Warriors were not boring.
That's true.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.